Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, let me give you a brief snapshot of the events that precede our selected scriptural text for this resurrection morning. Jesus has been tried by Pilate and found not guilty of the crimes that were charged against him. But the chief priests and the Jewish elders persuaded the people to have Jesus executed. The people began to cry out, "Crucify him." Pilate asked the people, "What crime has he committed?" But the people shouted out all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. He said, "I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility." Pilate turns Jesus over to his soldiers, and his soldiers stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of Jesus and mocked him, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. My brothers and sisters, it was Friday. For 9 hours, Jesus hung on the cross. For 9 hours, he has been mocked and abused. For 9 hours, he hung on the cross to pay for fallen man's redemption. And the Bible says that before Jesus gave up his spirit and died, he cried out to the Heavenly Father, "It is finished. Into your hands I do commend my spirit." And according to Matthew's gospel, the Bible says that as evening approached, as the Sabbath day was coming, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Since the Sabbath day was quickly approaching, Joseph did not have the time to properly anoint and prepare the body of Jesus for death. So the Bible says that he took Jesus' body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed Jesus' body in his own new tomb that he had cut out of a rock. Joseph rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Now, according to Matthew's gospel, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting opposite the tomb. They saw Joseph put Jesus's body in the tomb. They watched as he rolled the large stone in front of the tomb. They knew that Jesus' body was not anointed and properly prepared for death. But the Sabbath was coming, and they knew that no work could be done on the Sabbath. So they returned home with the intent to return early in the morning on the first day of the week to complete the act of preparing the body of Jesus for burial. Well, the Bible says, the next day, the one after preparation day, on Saturday, the chief priest and the Pharisees went to Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.'" Now, notice with me that the chief priest and the Pharisees had no doubt that Jesus was dead. They said to Pilate, "We remember that while he was still alive." In other words, they were convinced that Jesus was dead. He was not asleep. He was not unconscious. Jesus was dead. They said to Pilate, "While he was still alive, that deceiver said, After 3 days, I will rise again. So, Pilate, give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. And this last deception will be worse than the first. So, the Bible says that Pilate tells them to take a guard and go make the tomb as secure as you know how. And the Bible says they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting a guard. Now, we have been told that Joseph of Arimathea had rolled a large stone in front of the mouth of the tomb. Now, Pilate has ordered the tomb to be sealed and a guard to be posted. Mary Magdalene and the other women knew that the stone was rolled in front of the tomb. But they were not aware that the tomb had been sealed and a guard posted to keep the stone from being removed. The chief priests and the Pharisees have convinced Pilate to lock down the tomb that Jesus' body was placed in. There were three deterrents, three hindrances put in place that would serve to keep Jesus' body in the tomb and to keep his disciples from getting into the tomb. There was the stone, the seal, and the soldier. Lord, have mercy. The stone was placed to keep the wild animals from coming in, devouring the body of Jesus. It was also rolled in the front of the tomb to prevent the enemies of Jesus from desecrating his body. The stone was also rolled in front of the tomb in order to control the foul smell of a decomposing body. Remember, they did not embalm the bodies of the dead like we do today. They would anoint the bodies with oils, fragrances, and spices, and then bury them. So, the stone was rolled in front of the tomb. Then The Bible says that Pilate had them seal the tomb. Pilate says to them, take my government seal and place it on the stone and put it from the stone to the wall of the tomb. No man has the authority to break the seal. Once the seal is applied to the stone, if the seal is broken, then whoever breaks the seal will have to answer to me. The seal, my brothers and sisters, represents power. It represented Pilate's power. But I need to clarify something. Pilate had limited power, but he did not have ultimate power. And God showed him who really was large and in charge. And sometimes God has to show powers, presidents, and rulers that he is still in charge. He has to show some leaders that it is not about their will, but his will be done. You don't believe me? I dare you to give Donald Trump a call and ask him who has the final say. Well, lest I keep you too long, Pilate tells the chief priests and the Pharisees to seal the tomb and then post a soldier on guard in front of it. It would be the soldier's responsibility to keep the stone from being rolled away and to keep the governor's seal from being broken. The soldier would be able to turn away anybody who came to the tomb of Jesus. The soldier could defend the tomb at all costs. Well, the Bible says, I love saying the Bible says, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went on their way to the tomb of Jesus. As they were going, they remembered that Joseph had rolled a large stone in front of the mouth of the tomb. As they journeyed towards the tomb, they began to ask each other, who shall roll away the stone for us? But in spite of their stone dilemma. They kept on their course and continued on their way. And on this Resurrection Sunday, I stopped by to tell somebody that no matter how big the stones are in your life, keep pressing forward to where Jesus is. Don't allow the stones in your life to deter you from seeking out Jesus. You know why? Let me tell you something. You may discover that God has already moved the stone and that all he is waiting for you to do is arrive at the place where the stone once was. Lord, have mercy. I want to say that again. Why keep on pressing? Because you may discover that God has already moved the stone and that all he is waiting for you to do is arrive at the place where the stone once was. I am here to tell you that we serve a stone rolling away kind of God. And not only can he remove stones, he has the power to break any power that hinders us and tries to bind us. The Bible says that God sent an angel from heaven down and rolled the stone away and broke the seal, yes, he did, on the tomb. When the angel came to the tomb, the Bible says that the earth shook violently and the seal was broken and the angel rolled the stone away and sat on it. And on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to tell somebody that God is still shaking and breaking the things that are trying to keep us from becoming all that he wants us to be. He is still breaking the seals that are keeping you and I from being free in him. I am so glad that no stone nor any seal can keep God from accomplishing his perfect work in your life and in mine. And finally, the Bible says that a soldier was posted in front of the tomb. In other words, a person was placed to keep the tomb secure. And how many of you watching and listening today know that there are some people who will try their best to hinder your resurrection from the dead things of life? They have positioned themselves around you in order to keep you in your dead places. As long as you are in a place of lifelessness, they are content. But as soon as you try to move beyond your tomb of symbolic hopelessness, they try their best to detain you and keep you in. But on this Resurrection Sunday, I need to tell somebody that God has the power to cause the soldiers around you to become harmless. He can deliver to them a knockout blow, which will render them helpless before you. The Bible says that when the soldiers saw the angel, that they were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. No man was going to stop what God had decreed. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad that the God that I serve has power not over some men, but he has power over all men. He can make our enemies become our footstool. So on this Resurrection Sunday, I am so glad that the stone, that the seal, and nor the soldier was able to hinder or stop the resurrection of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And just like the angel told the women, the angel said, he is not here. He has risen just like he said he would. Go and tell his disciples that he is risen and that he's going ahead of them into Galilee. And as I close this sermon, I want to declare on this Resurrection Sunday that he lives. I said he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. How do you know, Pastor Wood? He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. I declare that he lives. I said he lives. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. I said he lives. I said he lives within my heart. I know he lives because he's still working in my life and working in your life. He's changing us to be a better people, to be a holy people. And I don't know about you, I'm so glad on this Resurrection Sunday morning that the stone, the seal, nor the soldier could hinder Jesus from rising from the dead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.